Yes, the suffering had been brought to our attention by the JMEC chairman. He spoke during his opening speeches. I also spoke because the situation, particularly the economic situation, is getting worse than before. And actually, if I were having the authority of this country, I would declare the whole country as famine affected so that we are rescued with the relief. But of course, this is not within us. But I think the church should take the alternative, because our leaders have to save their faces. They are denying that there's no famine, but things are very bad. Yeah, we always are hopeful, because ultimately we have a God Almighty who is in heaven. He's watching what we are doing. And I know many people continue to pray, and I want to urge you, particularly in this season of Lent, we should continue to fast and pray that God himself will intervene in our situation. In particular, also, I want to appeal to whoever can help our people with relief. They should just go ahead, not wait. When you see somebody hungry, you don't need to wait for somebody to cry. Because one of the cultures we have here is that it's shameful to beg. And I know a lot of people are desperate. They may be forced to beg now because they have no way. But most people here just suffer silently, and they just die quietly. So whoever can help among ourselves, those who have, will share with what you have with others. This is true fasting. Isaiah have written like that. God says the true fasting is to share your food with the hungry and to do justice. This is the true fasting. And I think we should do that as a church. But in addition, we should also, as a church, should appeal to our partners. I know in this town, in 1988, there was no food. People had money, but they could not buy anything. And it was the church, through the Sudan Council of Churches, which started the relief operations through Bob Cop or Lutheran Federation. That is what gave birth eventually to OLS, Operation Livelight Sudan. Now we have the opposite. We have food, but there's no money. Or the money is too little to buy food for the whole month for a family. So it's again the church to make the noise. The church must take action, not just make noise, but begin to fly in relief food if possible, if there is food anywhere. And then this will save all of us, including those in the government. They are even suffering because they have no salaries or they have little salaries.